Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Karen.
I saw your story in the Advocate. Kentish Mayor wants people to bank local. Now, this is because of what's happened with the Commonwealth Bank and the Westpac branches. So you're encouraging local residents to support the Bendigo Community Bank.
Yeah, that's right. I had a get-together with the chairperson of the community bank and the bank manager, and I thought, gee, I want to back these guys for what they're doing. I mean, a little disclosure, I was on their board for, I reckon, 4 or 5 years, and they're a very hard-working bunch of local people. So they're certainly not, you know, at risk of closure or anything, but they're just frustrated with the speed at which they're moving forward towards profitability. So they have the team that they need there, they certainly do, but they need locals to back them. And over the years, we've lost Westpac, Commonwealth Bank left us last year, they cleared out. And we have one bank standing in Kentish, which is the community bank. And when they get the profit, that's what they're frustrated about. When they get the profit, they'll be giving 50% of their profits back into our community. So I'm just wanting to let people know that setting up a little bank account, think about their insurance, think about a credit card, think about their mortgage, think about term deposits, the things that can help them earn some money to move ahead. So that's what it is. I've been a believer in them in many years. I was a big doubter at first, but then I got it, and now I'm well and truly for them. So, yeah, it's me trying to help the community to consider their local bank. We have one. Do we want to keep it? Of course we do.
Of course you do. So situation with Bendigo, it's a franchise situation, but it's half owned by locals, right, shareholders?
Shareholders, yes, that's right. There's two parts. There's the corporate part, which is the Bendigo part, and there's the community bank part, which is run by shareholders, of which I'm one and many people in our community are. So we've laid down money to help this branch get up and going. So, you know, it's very much a community-led bank. It's a different model to the corporate branches. So it does work. But as you would know, you know, interest rates are very low at the moment, and people are in the doldrums a bit. So, you know, we're hoping they're going to turn the corner. But, you know, it sits proudly in the main street of Sheffield, and it's open 3 days a week. And they have what you call a bank manager. I'm not sure if you're aware of them.
Yes, I remember those, yeah.
Encyclopedia. But there's a real person in there. I went in and poked him one day, and he was alive. So we have a bank manager in Sheffield that can sit down with you, somebody who understands the rural scene and just rural life, and you can have a chat and just work out what they could do to serve you here, because bank managers seem to be a fairly, a bit like the dinosaurs now.
Yeah, well, I think there's a misconception generally that community banks like Bendigo don't offer a full range of services, but they do. You get loans there, you do your savings there, you do insurance, you can do everything you can do at a big bank.
That's right. Up till recently, I think they were the fourth largest bank. I think they've slipped one to number five. But, you know, they are in the top handful of banks. They're not just some sort of cricky little, credit union. It is a fully-fledged bank, and it has the fully-fledged services that the other banks have. I'm somebody who uses Bendigo myself, and the app is very good. You know, for those doing the online things, it's all fine. No, it's really worked well for me. So really wanting locals to consider that having a bank. If you want a bank in Kentish, well, we need to put our money where our mouth is, I think.
Yep.
They really need us now.
All right, well, and good on you for supporting that, and let's hope that they get some more customers. Now, just while I got you, how'd you go with the Wild Winds?
Well, went outside and our lovely walnut tree is not quite so lovely. Big branches falling out, but that's only a bit of local feedback. I haven't heard from our staff. I haven't been told anything here, so whether nothing's happened or they haven't told me, I don't know, but I know along the coast, goodness me, I don't know about you, but I got woken up thinking, goodness me, what is that? So no, I haven't been told by the staff anything larger than that, but I'm sure there's a lot of people like me who will be doing some cleaning up on their properties.
Yeah, all right. Thanks for having a yarn.
Good on you. Thanks, Darren.